You're listening to SBS News.
US President Donald Trump has demanded that European countries take back their nationals who've been fighting in Syria. Around 800 suspected IS militants, their 700 wives and 1,500 children from nearly 50 countries are being held in makeshift prisons and refugee camps by the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces backed by the United States. President Trump says if Europe doesn't take them back, they'll simply be let out of detention. Speaking in Brussels, US Senator Bob Menendez has backed the president's call.
From what I have seen, Europe is clearly concerned about foreign fighters returning and the consequences of that, and they have in various ways sought to deal with it. I think at the end of the day, if we have someone who we have well established under law as someone who is an ISIS fighter, then we should be able to prosecute them whether at home or abroad.
Hungarian Foreign Affairs Minister Peter Szijjártó sums up the opposition of many European countries to allowing the IS fighters back to their home country.
Actually, I think this is one of the greatest challenges ahead of us for the upcoming months, that we were successful enough in the framework of the global coalition against ISIS. We are a proud member of it, to defeat ISIS, as putting into consideration that they have lost 98% of the territories which had occupied before. I think our major endeavor now should be not to allow them to come back to Europe.
Mr. Szijjártó says routes into Western Europe from the Middle East should be blocked to prevent any fighters entering should they be released from the camps.
I think this is one of the major challenges ahead of us, Europeans, to keep the Western Balkans route as closed as it is just possible and put obstacles on the way in order to avoid them coming back to Europe. This has to be a challenge. And that has to be completed.
EU passport holders have a right to appeal to consular services to return home, even if that means facing prosecution in their home country. However, most European nations say they have no power to act in northern Syria, where the detainees are held. They are also reluctant to put their own consular staff in jeopardy by moving them into the region. One figure who's been at the centre of the controversy, as far as British reaction is concerned, is Londoner Shamima Begum, who ran away from home in Bethnal Green to join IS. She has just given birth to a baby and wants to come home, but the UK authorities haven't welcomed the idea.
The head of the Foreign Intelligence Services in the UK says people like you are potentially very dangerous. What would you say to him?
They don't have any evidence against me doing anything dangerous. When I went to Syria, I was just a housewife.
The question of foreign fighters has been a conundrum for the Europeans for several years. IS prisoners could be exposed to torture or the death penalty if they remain in jail in Syria or Iraq, and the EU opposes the death penalty. But getting them home, proving who is who, and gathering solid evidence against suspects that would stand up in European courts is virtually impossible. While the politicians argue, a humanitarian crisis is building in the refugee camps. Paul Donohoe is a spokesman for the Middle East International Rescue Committee, an aid organisation working in the camps.
In the past few weeks, over 30,000 have arrived at our whole camp. So now the population is nearly 42,000. The situation there is very tough. There's around 4,000 people living in huge collective shelters. They don't have their own individual tents for their families. They're arriving in a very exhausted condition. They've gone for long periods of time without food and water, and many weeks and months without even medical care. This is the reason why, unfortunately, we've seen 62 deaths now. Two-thirds of them have been of children under the age of one that have died either soon after arriving at the camp or on their journey there.
According to Europol, the European Union Agency for Law Enforcement Cooperation, of more than 5,000 Europeans who joined the ranks of fighters in Syria and Iraq, mostly from Britain, France, Germany and Belgium, roughly 1,500 have returned. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.